Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Stephen Gaffney. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. Did you know that the single most common obstacle holding back our personal and even business relationships from their true potential is open, honest communication? That's Stephen's mantra. It's on his website, and it's on his bio. And of personal note, he has suffered with cancer. I am a cancer survivor as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's been cancer-free for, I guess, about a year and a half now?
Yes.
And congratulations on that. And there are many things that Stephen has learned and is continuing to learn, including just how difficult it can be, not only for cancer patients, but on friends and families as well. And he's beginning to find ways to incorporate his story into his speaking engagements. And Gaffney, the Stephen Gaffney Company, is a communications company, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the company, you do.
What we do is we teach organizations to be more honest in the workplace, and this allows them to be more effective with team performance, revenue, and profits. The big message that we bring to the workplace is when it comes to honest communication, it's not what people are saying that's the problem. It's what they leave out.
Okay.
It's what they're not saying to each other.
So is that what honest communication is? I mean, what does it mean to say honest communication?
Well, what we
never
mean,
tell a lie.
I know people say, do people lie a lot? And I'm like, yeah, everybody lies. In fact,
lying right now.
Yeah, Wayne, let's talk about that right now. No, you know, if you think about this, there was some research done over 10 years ago, and they found out that over, I think it was 93% of people lie regularly. And wow. I actually think the 7% lied. Because really, I think it's 100% of people lie. And sometimes somebody says, well, I don't lie. I just didn't share everything. Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever had that experience where somebody has withheld something and it had you make an entirely different decision? How do you feel towards that person? And we feel lied to. So whether that's our boss, our coworker, our customer, or a vendor, you know, tell us the truth. So now the question is, why do people lie? Why do they withhold? And that's the number one reason is because of fear.
Now, you say you call it lying, but some people would, especially salespeople, might say, well, that's just spinning the facts a little bit.
Yeah.
It?
And, you know, that great question. How's that working for you? You know, because have you ever had a salesperson who does spin something?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why we wrote the newest book, Honesty Sells. You know, have you ever had that person who actually did spin something, you know, and they spun it and you bought their service or you bought their product and then you found out later what the real truth was?
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to buy from that person again.
Because the trust factor has been compromised.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the research that we did for the book, if you look at the most effective people, the most effective salespeople, they are people who are honest and upfront.
Okay.
And I know some people who may be listening, may be saying, well, I know somebody who's been in the sales business for a while and they don't tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually that'll catch up to them. And when it does, it will negatively impact their business. And if it's a business doing that, it can actually make a business go bankrupt, as we actually have seen.
And I don't think it's just salespeople that operate under that preconception that they can spin things. I mean, it's anyone, politics, lawyers, doctors even. The idea is to develop a methodology, an honest communication methodology that doesn't spin to the point of out of control, but it presents the information in a way that's honest, but may not be as damaging as if it were bluntly stated. So maybe we're saying honest communication doesn't have to be bad communication.
Well, you just bring up something about you know, how upfront we're going to be, and
you have nose hairs coming out of your nose right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, there's definitely a distinction between honesty and brutality. You know, I had a lady who came up to me in a seminar of mine, and before I began, she said, "You know, I'm glad they hired you to teach honesty here. People are not being upfront, and I'm upfront, and people don't like it." And I said, well, why don't you give me a sample of your honesty? She said, well, when people are being a jerk, I just tell them, you're being a jerk. Well, that's not honesty. That's brutality.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty is about saying what you really need to say, distinguishing the facts from the opinions, which is actually came out of our first book, Just Be Honest, distinguishing fact versus opinion and sticking with the facts and then making requests. Now, that may sound complicated, but in essence, what we want to do is eliminate a lot of the mind chatter and say the facts of what needs to get said and be much more accurate in translating things. Let me give you an easy example.
Yeah.
Somebody says, you know, Wayne, everybody agrees with me. everybody agrees with me. And then you go ahead and you find out that it's actually two people that I went to and right. I'm reporting on.
Right.
People distort things. That is not being honest.
Right.
What is being honest is, you know, Wayne, I was talking to three people and they said this. At least now you know what is a more accurate portrayal of what's going on.
So it's using facts to make your point without overstating it or distorting the facts.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm sure a lot of business leaders who might be listening in are thinking, you know, that's a big issue with the business is I wish my employees would just be able to distinguish fact from opinion and I could make a lot better decision. In fact, have you ever made a poor decision because of lack of information?
Absolutely. I've hired people based on information that was provided to me through references or other sources that weren't entirely accurate. And that can be devastating.
Yeah, and let's get back to then why that is the case.
Okay.
The number one reason is not because I think people are ethically flawed, although there are some people that are evil, right?
Yeah.
But most people are not telling the truth because of fear. So let's take a look at the interview process.
Okay.
When you call references, there is a strong incentive for that person to lie to us when we're doing that research, and that is the fear of being sued
right.
or whatever the case may be. So we all become afraid. We become afraid at work. We become afraid of translating other things. And so what's the most important thing we can do in our work environment and even in our home life is creating a safe environment. If we create a safe environment, people are more likely to tell us the truth. Again, because the number one reason why people don't say what's on their mind, what the truth is because they're afraid. Afraid of retribution.
Yes.
Afraid it's going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Right.
Afraid that we're not going to forgive them. Afraid that we're going to hold that what they're saying against them.
So let's say you've developed this culture of communicating honestly, but you have somebody who's not listening or who's not able to listen to you. What do you do?
Well, people often complain, that person doesn't listen to me.
And right.
I ask them this question. If I had them in the other room and I asked them, on a scale from 1 to 10, how well would you think, what would they say on how well we listen to them? On mm-hmm. how well, you know, that you're listening to them, what would they say? And that person says, they probably would say that I don't really listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our first move? Our first move is to really listen to them. So when we complain that somebody is not listening to us, our first move is to listen to them. It reminds me of a gentleman I had in a course of mine. He said, my teenage daughter isn't listening to me. And I said, with all due respect, sir, if I asked your teenage daughter, what would she say about you listening to her? And he said, not too well.
Not well, yeah.
And I said, well, let me make this perfectly clear. She's unlikely to ever listen to you until you first listen to her. And you know what the response was? Well, she started it.
That sounds like two teenagers talking to each other.
Well, and haven't you seen that at work where people are bickering over
yeah.
things? You know, I do a lot of work in the federal government, and it's remarkable with the wars going on and all the important work that the federal government does, how sometimes you have people who will not work well with each other, who don't return a call or who get upset and are waiting for somebody else's call. And when I'm doing work in the federal government, and even with these defense contractors, I have to remind them, what's the mission? Your work is way, way too important to let ego get in the way.
That's right.
So you got to go talk to the person. So what if you're calling that person five times, if you're sending three emails, or you got to go visit them? Do what it takes to do your job. And if the person is not being upfront, we've got to challenge them. And if we're not getting that support, that's a good time to escalate that issue.
Well, let's say you've got an employee who something's happened to them, or they've got some sensitive stuff that they want to tell their boss, but the boss might not react very favorably. What would you advise the employee? How would you develop a culture where the employee is, you know, going to communicate the sensitive information to the boss and not fear reprisal?
Well, you bring up a really important issue. This is why it is so important in most of the work we do. We start at the top or at a leadership level.
Okay.
Because you can get much more bang for the buck, much more return on investment on even our time by working with leaders to create an environment where people feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
An easy example of that is somebody who says, you know, Wayne, I love honesty. You can be honest with me about anything.
Right.
And then you say, oh, well, okay, let me be honest about XYZ. And then if I flip out, if I get upset, I've just trained and conditioned you to lie to me.
Right.
So no matter how many posters, no matter how much training I do and encouraging and how many talks, town hall meetings, if I can train, I might train people to lie to me if I'm getting defensive and I create fear.
Right.
So as leaders, we need to challenge ourselves. Are we really creating a safe environment? So you might be thinking, I do that. Oh, really? I got an easy question for everybody to entertain. When was the last time somebody disagreed with you and they won? See, everybody likes to talk that we're open-minded, that we accept ideas, that we'll move on things. But when I ask that question, very often it stumps people, because the truth is, when somebody's being self-righteous and they are actually dominating, they aren't really listening, and they're not getting ideas, or even if they hear the ideas, they're not letting that other person ever win. And we got to figure out, we're not the smartest people. I mean, there's always people who are smarter at whatever category.
Right.
So we've got to do that. And if you're an employee and you're sitting there going, that's my boss, it's so hard to bring up difficult information. One step we can do, one technique, and there are many, but one technique is to actually say that to your boss, to say, listen, I need to present sometimes some difficult information that seems to be tough to hear. What's the best way I can relate that information to you? Mm-hmm. And at least get that elephant out in the room, and the elephant meaning that it's difficult to talk to each other. We can even do that at home.
Which really depends on the interpersonal relationship as well as the characteristics of the people that are doing the communicating, right? Some people may not want to beat around the bush, just get to the bottom line. Other people may want to have a little bit of a setup so that they're not being pushed over a cliff, right? I mean, it really does depend on the individual, the two individuals that are talking, because not everybody communicates in the same way, and not everybody has the same personality about that.
Yes, but you bring up a really important point, that it's very important that people set up the conversation, not manipulate it, but set it up.
Right.
For example, I'll give you an example of when people don't set it up. Have you ever had somebody say to you, Wayne, listen, I got to tell you something, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And then they go ahead and tell you, and it really is that bad. Oh, it's your wife?
No, I'm just kidding. She's listening to this show today. I think that's a great example of setting it up, but how do you set it up in a way that the person who's listening will react properly? And it really does depend on the situation. Can all disputes, interpersonal disputes, be resolved among people? I mean, is it possible to do that?
Well, I believe that it's most important to have the belief that it can be.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. I had a gentleman in a course of mine, and as I was beginning, he said, do you believe that all relationships can be improved? I said, yes. And he said, well, I don't think so. And I said, well, how's that working for you? Right. And he got stopped for a moment. And then I went on to explain, if you believe that not all relationships can be resolved, you're going to use that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that all relationships can be resolved, we can work together, you're going to solve more.
Right.
So, of course, the truth is there are probably some people it's just really hard to deal with.
I've had that experience. As a lawyer, particularly when you're trying to negotiate, I've had that experience where people on the other side are not always willing to listen, or there's sort of a brick wall there. But having the ability to say, we have to resolve this dispute and we have to figure out a way to compromise. It's kind of like the tax legislation that's going on right now.
Well, you know, and I've coached people who said, you know, I'm working with somebody who's just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But by learning specific techniques, they turn the impossible into possible. So actually, I really do believe there's a lot more relationships and things that we can resolve with that belief, because we're going to research, we're going to try harder, mm-hmm. we're going to try different techniques. And the good news is there are a lot of techniques.
What is the number one outcome that you try to achieve in your seminars that you give to the Fortune 500 companies and the government?
Well, as a whole, in the corporate side, they're always driving towards revenue and profits.
Okay.
And so the big connection is to realize how much time is getting wasted because of lack of communication or lack of honest communication, where people sharing what needs to get said so that decisions can be made that a lot better. That is the same in the federal government. But of course, what we're talking about with revenue and profits, it's more of taxpayer dollars.
Okay.
Because if a project, for example, takes what should be a month, but takes a year and a half, that's huge waste of taxpayer dollars. So that's why our business has actually grown over the past year. And we're actually having our best year ever, because it's more important than ever with limited resources to better utilize those resources and have honest, effective communication.
We're talking with Stephen Gaffney of the Stephen Gaffney Company. Stephen, if people want to get in touch with you to find out more about your services, how do they do that?
The easiest way is to go to our website, justbehonest.com. justbehonest.com, or they can call us at 703-241-7796. That's 703-241-7796.
And to get your book, Honesty Sells, How to Make More Money and Increase Business Profits, how do we get that?
Well, you can go to a lot of different sources, or you can just go to our website. And if they go to our website, we'll also, if they put in a note, I'll send them the 11 most common problems in the workplace and how to fix those.
Excellent. This has been one of the fastest interviews we've ever had, and you've been an excellent guest. Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thanks for having me, Wayne.
And if you would like to know more about Stephen, visit his website at thejusthonesty.com.
Justbehonest.com.
I'm Wayne Zell. You're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. Join us next week for a special topic and a special guest. Have a great week.